So requirements. So then we come to, now we were talking about strategy analysis. Now we are coming in detail onto requirements analysis and design definition. So what does this knowledge area tell me? It describes the task that business analysts perform to structure, organize requirements discovered during elicitation activities. It will specify and model requirements and design, validate and verify information, identify solution options that meet business needs, and estimate the potential value that could be realized for each solution option. So let's move first, understand before like we go into the tasks that are there in this. Now, when I'm talking about the requirements analysis and design definition, as a business analyst, I need to, like I mentioned earlier, the reason I'm holding elicitation and collaboration, or elicitation for that matter, is to ensure that I get all the requirements gathered together. You do not want one requirement coming in at one step, the another requirement. That is not going to work well because you cannot differentiate it whether it goes into a correction or a change requirement. Because if you have not got the requirements all at one, you're going to land up being all over the place. So it's better when once you've done your elicitation, you would get all the requirements, and then we need to start structuring and organizing the requirements that are gathered, which will help you identify the task and the steps that are involved for the same. The second point says that it will specify model requirement designs, validate and verify information, identify solution options that meet business needs, and estimate the potential value that could be realized for each solution option. So once I have all the requirements is when I can properly implement a solution. If I can't just haphazardly say, oh, 6 months down the line, I want 8 lakhs in my account more. That means I should be earning an additional of 8 lakhs. I do not want to be able to build a solution that will get me 6 lakhs and then 6 months. So in 5 months, I realize that, oh, this does not meet my requirement. Now we need to search. So I'm not going to meet my project requirement. Also, it could be that maybe the requirements you gathered, you need to validate that is that possible even from the team. Verify the information with the stakeholder. Is this what you require? And does it meet? So there might be a stakeholder requirement, but it might not meet the business goal, or it might not meet the user requirements. So you might want to, cancel it out and verify if that's fine. So first is specify and model the requirements. That means basically I get all the requirements and I list it down and I model how my requirements need to will be looking like. So I have everything in one place. I have done my elicitation. I have gathered the information from my stakeholders. For that matter, I've even got the user input and I've got all my requirements in one place. Now, once I have all those requirements, it's going to be an overload of information. So again, reiterating, what I'm going to talk is I'm going to verify those requirements. I'm going to talk about, are those requirements, this is what is, I've got a feedback, are these requirements matching? What is the stakeholder saying? What is the user saying? Are they able to verify what is happening? And am I able to go back and confirm that this is what is required? Then I validate the requirements. So I say, okay, this is not what you spot, but when I did my requirement gathering, this is what I saw. Are you fine with it? Are you not fine with it? How does the entire structure flow? And how does it work? Then I say, define the requirements architecture. Now, once I have all the requirements, I'm going to define them in a structure. I'm going to prioritize them. I'm going to give them a structure. Why? Because once I have structured the entire thing, put it into an architecture, I know the exact requirements that are there, and it helps me to come to the next option, which says defining solution, define solution options. So it helps me understand what are the possible solutions that are available to me. What do I exactly want to talk about? What are the possible solutions that I can suggest to the client? Again, how will you decide what solution options to go for? You will also need to give certain facts to the client. What is the estimated time that it would take to implement, and what is the potential cost that would it would impact? So if you can see, that's what the last point is talking about, where I say analyze the potential value and recommend the solution. That means there is going to be certain cost involved, there's going to be certain infrastructure involved, and basis of them you might want to prioritize your solution. So you can say, oh, I'll give this solution to the client for as a recommendation. If that does not work for him, you can move on to another solution. So you can probably suggest a solution that is best when it comes to time and value, and then if that does not work, you can maybe take something with a higher value but lesser time, and we can get the solution confirmed before we start working on the solution. Okay, so what does the solution evaluation knowledge tell me? It describes the task that assessed that business analysts perform to assess the performance and value delivered by a solution in use by the enterprise and to recommend the removal of barriers or constraints that prevent the full realization of the value. Now understand, that's when we spoke about in the beginning, I said that I want to verify that the requirements I initially developed, I am delivering as per those requirements. Also, what will happen is, we are also talking about gap analysis, where we say the current state and the future state. So once my solution is implemented, my future state becomes my current state. Now, we again, dynamic world. So what I'm going to happen is, basically, I will need to ensure that has anything changed in the current state now, which I did not see earlier, and now that is causing a barrier to me meeting the kind of solution that I'm looking at. That is all. And what is, so I will possibly suggest the removal of that barrier or that constraint that is taking place, so that I ensure that the organization or the business is able to see the full value of the project or the solution I'm providing. Now, when it comes to solution evaluation, there are going to be certain tasks that are going to come into the picture. So what are the tasks? Measure solution performance. Measuring solution performance means, like it says, how is the solution performing? Is it meeting? Is it giving you the best performance that are there? How will I measure it? So what will I do? Go back to the requirements and ensure it is as per the requirement. What is the feedback that I'm getting? Is there something that needs to change? I will need to start verifying how people are even taking the solution for that matter. Then will come analyzing performance measures. That means I will set up different measures on based. Understand, the moment I talk about a solution performance or for the general knowledge area, which is the solution evaluation, now this becomes a very numeristic approach or numeristic approach, where I have to list down certain criteria and assess it based on a criteria. If I cannot assess it with milestone, then my solution will either not be able to deliver the value it is supposed to deliver, or I will definitely not be able to impress the client or my customer, even for that if it's my business head or the C-level management for the company. He definitely wants to see that how has the solution impacted. Has it brought up the productivity? Has it brought up the profitability? What was the business goal and how is that business goal being achieved? So I analyze the different measures that I can implement to basically assess my solution. Then I assess solution limitations. So what is the limitation that is there because of which the solution is not able to deliver the 100% requirement? So I can say that I wanted to increase maybe the profitability by 10%, but I'm only able to do 6%. Now, is there any limitation in the solution, something that we overlooked, something that we did not imply. What is the reason that deficit of 4% is being caused? And how do I take care of that limitation? Which also talks about enterprise limitations. So it could not be a solution implemented limitation. It could be something to do with the employees. It could something to do with your stakeholders. It could be something to do with your user. So what is that enterprise level limitation that I'm talking about? Again, how do I take care of that enterprise limitation? Also understand when it comes to assessing the limitations, it could be a combination of both the solution and the enterprise. Or it could be something to do with the solution that might impact, cause an enterprise limitation, or something to do with the enterprise that could cause the solution to be limited. So you want to see what is the best solution, steps that you can take to get over this limitation, something that you did not accept during the risk management stage or all of that. Now, based on what is your assessment, whether it is a solution limitation, whether it is an enterprise limitation, or it is a combination of both, that I will basically after that, again, like the requirement gathering stage, only once I have all the requirements, am I able to suggest a solution. So similarly, once I have all the limitations or most of the limitations, am I able to give a remedial action? So what does the remedial action say? It increases what are the steps we can take to increase the value of the solution. That means if not 10% increase in the profit, how can I get it from the current 6% to maybe a 8 or a 9% for that matter, the highest value that can be possibly achieved. Then we come to the next knowledge area, which is underlying competencies. What does the knowledge area say? It provides a description of the behavior, statistic, knowledge, and personal qualities that support the practice of business analysis. Obviously, there are a lot of tasks. So this basically does not talk about right now the process or the project. I'm talking about the person. So your business analyst. Also, with the business analyst, when he does a practices business analysis, what are the things that can help him better or give it better? What are the personal capabilities that that person will need to develop to be an effective business analyst? Analytic thinking and problem solving. Now understand, there are a lot of things that are going to possibly go wrong when you're executing a project. There is going to be things that come up that were not there initially, or things that were there initially and I missed analyzing them, something that came up over a period of time. At every point of time, as a business analyst, you should be able to analyze the situation that is there. There are going to be problems that arise at the end of the day. What are the steps that I can take to solve it? I cannot just say, oh, this is not available, that means we cannot execute the project. No, that cannot arise. Okay, if this is not available, what is the possible solution that I can suggest? Is there something that I can do to analyze the situation better? So that comes in analytical thinking and problem solving. Basically, in short, it means I do not get stuck at the problem. I'm able to use my capabilities and provide a solution to the problem. It could also be a temporary solution while you get the final solution in place. Then it is behavioral characteristics. Now, when I talk about behavioral characteristics, I have to deal with a team. I cannot have behavioral issues. I cannot have ego issues in my own self. I cannot maybe have anger, something like anger issues. I need to keep my behavior in check at all point of time. Like I said, there is a certain time you would be interacting with not pleasant personalities. How you do deal with that also plays a lot of difference and talks about all of that. So business knowledge, very important. If I don't know anything about the business, I cannot implement or work on a something that would implement. If I'm looking at a marketing solution for my organization, I first need to know what my organization does. Then I need to know my competition. I need to know what others are doing to increase their marketing or advertising techniques or to increase their profitability. What can I do? And that is all not possible without having the correct business knowledge of knowing how the business works. Then comes communication skills. I'm communicating all the time as a business analyst, either to the team or to the stakeholders or to the management. I'm trying to resolve issues. I'm trying to bridge the gap between development team and the users. I'm trying to understand what is the requirements. I'm trying to convert the requirements to technical knowledge to convey to the technical team or the development team, because they will not understand what exactly the user or the stakeholders are looking for. So I have to have explicit communication skills that will help build bridges rather than building more barriers. Interaction skills. How do you interact with your team? How are you getting work done? So interaction and communication would go hand in hand. How am I speaking with the teams? What is my ability to handle the situations that arise? How do I take care of negative characters? Are they impacting my solution or the timeline of the solution in any way? And tools and technologies. That is like the basic know-how. And here, additionally, not only are the tools and technologies based on what others require, it is also a know-how of the tools and technologies I need to use and process for my documentation purposes. How do I hold the requirement gathering process? How do I get the elicitation done? How do I document whatever I've received? How do I communicate the change in request? How do I confirm all of these availabilities? So what are the tools, technologies that I will need along with the communication skills to be able to get that information? So summarizing the entire chapter, what have we said? That IIBA is a leading professional body that advocates professional practice for business analytics. It basically tells me what are the best practices that are followed in the market and how can I increase my knowledge. So it has developed a book of knowledge and a framework for business analysis to follow that we spoke about. A guide business analysis book of knowledge, or the BA book, is the standard for practice for business analysts and is for professionals who perform business analytic tasks. So like the entire framework, we discussed that. So more of the framework, what are the tools and technologies that are involved with each step or with each knowledge area and the tasks within each knowledge area, all of it would be mentioned in the book of knowledge. It is recognized globally as a standard for business and it guides business professionals within the 6 core knowledge areas, describing the skills, deliverables, techniques that business analysts require to achieve better business outcomes. So this is nothing but it is a group of professionals that have gotten together to put out what they are the best practice that they have followed. So using their experience in their domains or whatever projects, business analysis work that they have done, and they have listed down that this is what has worked for me and this is what has not worked for me. And these are the 6 core knowledge areas that will help you and the tasks that you need to perform within the knowledge areas to understand how everything could be more organized and you could do everything correctly. Also, other than the skills and what you need to do. So once you gather the requirement, what you need to deliver, how you need to deliver, at what stage you need to deliver, is what technique should I use? Should I be using a Six Sigma technique or should I be using agile methodology? Can I combine both of them and use them to get better business outcome? And all of that information that is available, I have put up in the BA book. Thank you.